Welcome to Dead White Guys. I'm your host, Jason Rennie. Well, welcome to episode 16 of Dead White Guys. We'll continue today with a reading of Justin Martyr's dialogue with Trifo the Jew. But before we get to that, some good news. I finally have new podcasting hardware. Got an attractive new Behringer condenser mic and a little phonic mixer. It's all good. So hopefully the sound quality of the shows in future will be better than they've been in the past. So as usual, if you have any questions or comments about the show, I can be reached deadwhiteguys@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on my blog deadwhiteguys.blogspot.com. Anyway, on to today's reading. We'll be picking up Justin Martyr's dialogue with Trifo the Jew from chapters 45 and reading through to chapters 48.
Although you insist that your arguments must be lined up in the order predetermined by yourself, permit me to interrupt you at this point and ask a very urgent question.
Ask me whatever you please. Then after such questions and answers have been disposed of, I'll resume my discussion and try to complete it.
Tell me whether or not those who have regulated their lives according to Mosaic law will live again together with Jacob, Enoch, and Noah in the resurrection of the dead.
My friend, when I quoted Ezekiel to the effect that although Noah, Daniel, and Jacob should ask for sons and daughters, it will not be granted to them, but each one should be saved by his own virtue, I also stated that those who obeyed the Mosaic law would likewise be saved. They who are obliged to obey the law of Moses will find it not only precepts which were occasioned by the hardness of your people's hearts, but also those which in themselves are good, holy, and just. Since they, who did not see things which are universally, naturally, and eternally good, are pleasing to God, they will be saved in the resurrection together with their righteous forefathers. Noah, Enoch, Jacob, and others, together with those who believe in Christ, the Son of God, who existed before the morning star and the moon, yet deemed to become incarnate and be born of the Virgin of the family of David, in order that by his dispensation he might conquer the serpent, that first sinner, and the angels who followed his example, and that he might thwart death and bring it to an end, so that at the second advent of Christ it would no longer have any power over those who believe in him and live according to his principles. At this second advent of Christ, some will be condemned to suffer eternally in the fires of hell, which others will be eternally free from suffering, corruption, and sorrow.
But if even some now desire to live in accordance with the precepts of the Mosaic law, and yet believe that a crucified Jesus is the Christ of God, and that to him it has been given to judge without exception all men, and that his kingdom is eternal, could they have also been saved?
Let us examine this together, and see whether anyone is able now to observe all of the Mosaic precepts.
No, for we recognize, as you said, that it is impossible to sacrifice the paschal lamb anywhere else, or to offer the goats required for the fast, or to present all the other oblations.
Then tell me yourself, some of the commandments which can be observed, then you could be convinced that though a man has not practiced or observed your so-called eternal precepts, he can quite certainly be saved.
We can keep the Sabbath, to be circumcised, observe the months, and wash ourselves after touching something forbidden by Moses or after sexual relations.
Then do you think that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, Job, and all the others, before or after them, who were all good people, like Sarah, the wife of Abraham, Rebekah, the wife of Isaac, Rachel, the wife of Jacob, Leah, and the other women like them, down to the time of the mother of Moses, the faithful servant, all of whom did not observe these laws, will be saved?
Were not Abraham and his posterity circumcised?
I know that Abraham and his posterity were circumcised, but I have already stated at great length why circumcision was enjoined upon them. If what I have said has not embarrassed you, let us take up the matter again. You know well that not one of those just men who lived before the time of Moses observed or was ordered to observe any of the precepts now under discussion, with the exception of circumcision, which began with Abraham.
That we know, and we admit they were saved.
You also know that because of the hardness of your hearts, God imposed such commandments upon you through Moses, in order that by observing these many precepts, you might have him constantly before your eyes and refrain from every unjust or impious act. Thus, he commanded you to wear a red ribbon as a constant reminder of him, and for the same purpose, he ordered you to wear the phylactery, made up of very thin pieces of parchment upon which were inscribed what we consider truly sacred letters. By these very ordinances, he urges you to have God always in mind and at the same time his reproach. Notwithstanding this reminder, you still continue to practice idolatry. In the times of Elias, when God was enumerating those who have not bowed the knee to Baal, he could count only 7,000, and in Isaiah, he scolds you for having sacrificed your children to idols. But we Christians, because we refuse to offer sacrifice to those whom we formerly worshipped, suffer the most severe punishments, and even rejoice in the enduring death penalty, because we believe that one day God will raise us up again through Christ and will make us free forever from corruption, pain, and death. And we are positive that the precepts imposed upon you on account of your people's hardness of heart are in no way conducive to acts of justice and piety.
But if a man knows that what you say is true, and professing Jesus to be the Christ, believes and obeys in him, yet desires also to observe the commandments of Mosaic law, will he be saved?
In my opinion, I say such a man will be saved unless he exerts every effort to influence other men. I have in mind the Gentiles whom Christ circumcised from all error to practice the same rites as himself, informing them that they cannot be saved unless they do so. You yourself did this at the opening of our discussion when you said that I would not be saved unless I kept the Mosaic precepts.
But why did you say, in my opinion, such a man will be saved? There must, therefore, be other Christians who hold a different opinion.
Yes, Trifo, there are some Christians who boldly refuse to have conversation or meals with such persons. I don't agree with such Christians, but if some, due to their instability of will, desire to observe as many of the Mosaic precepts as possible, precepts which we think were instituted because of your hardness of heart, while at the same time they place their hope in Christ, and if they desire to perform the eternal and natural acts of justice and piety, yet wish to live with us Christians and believers, as I have already stated, not persuading them to be circumcised like themselves, or to keep the Sabbath, or to perform any other similar acts, then in my opinion, that we Christians should receive them and associate with them in every way as kinsmen and brethren. But if any of your people, Trifo, profess their belief in Christ and at the same time force the Christian Gentiles to follow the law instituted through Moses, or refuse to share in communion with them this same common life, I certainly will also not approve of them. But I think that those Gentiles who have been induced to follow the practices of the Jewish law and at the same time profess their faith in the Christ of God will probably be saved. Those persons, however, who had once believed and publicly acknowledged Jesus to be the Christ and be saved, then later, for one reason or another, turned to the observance of the Mosaic law and denied that Jesus is the Christ, cannot be saved unless they repent before their death. The same can be said of those descendants of Abraham who follow the law and refuse to believe in Christ to their very last breath. Especially excluded from eternal salvation are they who in their synagogues have cursed and do still curse those who believe in the very Christ in order that they may attain salvation and escape the avenging fires of hell. God in his goodness, kindness, and infinite riches considers the repentant sinner to be just and innocent, and he declared through the prophet Ezekiel, and the one who turns from the path of piety and justice to follow that of justice and impiety, God judges to be an impious and unjust sinner. Thus, has our Lord Jesus Christ warned us, in whatsoever things I apprehend you, in them also will I judge you.
We have now heard your opinion on these matters. Resume your discourse where you left off and bring it to an end, for it seems entirely absurd and utterly impossible of proof. Your statement that Christ existed as God before all ages and then he consented to be born and become a man, yet that he is not of human origin, appears to be not only paradoxical but preposterous.
I am aware that my assertion must seem paradoxical, especially to you Jews, who were never in the least interested in knowing or doing the things of God, but only the things of your teachers, as God himself testifies. However, Trifo, the fact that this man is the Christ of God is not to be denied, even if I were unable to prove that he, being God, pre-existed as the Son of the Creator of the universe and became man through a virgin. Since it has been proved beyond all doubt that he is the Christ of God, whatever that Christ eventually is to be, even if I fail to show that he pre-existed and consented to become man with a body and feelings like our own according to the will of the Father, only in this last regard could you rightly claim that I have been wrong. But you cannot deny that he is the Christ, even though he apparently is of human origin and evidently became the Christ by the Father's choice. For my friends, there are some of our race who acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, but claim that he was merely a human origin. I naturally disagree with such persons, nor would I agree with them even if the majority of those who share my opinion were able to say so. For we have been told by the Christ himself not to follow the teachings of men, but only those who have been announced by the holy prophets and taught by himself. And that brings us to the end of another reading. Thanks for tuning in. As usual, this podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives attribution license, and it's copyright Jason Rennie 2005. Till next time.